Welcome to the story of us, Billy and Sarah's version, a Taylor Swift podcast. I am your host. My name is Uncle Steve, and on the line with me, all the way over in Perth, Australia, I have Billy. How are you, Billy?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. And all the way across the globe from Billy in the state of Texas, I have Sarah. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Thank you for asking. And we have a surprise this week. We have another fellow Texan on the line with us. You've listened to the few other episodes we've done so far. You're probably going to recognize this guy's name. All the way down in San Antonio, Texas, I have Anthony on the line. Anthony, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All right, well, we're glad you're here, Anthony. We're glad you're here. So, everybody's heard Billy's introduction to Taylor Swift and Sarah's introduction to Taylor Swift. Now, Anthony, what I'd like you to do is give us your... how you became a fan, your kind of your little bit of your history with her, if you've ever seen her live, anything like that.
Okay. Well, I actually became a fan of hers. I'm actually looking at the years that the albums came out. It was probably around 2011 because it was after Speak Now album had already been released. And actually, the song that got me into listening to her and kind of led me down the road to become a fan is actually one of the videos on my list, so I'm going to hold off on naming that until I get to it and where you see it on the list. So at the time that I got involved with her music, I didn't know that the Speak Now album had been entirely written by her, you know, where there were no co-writers or anything. So when I did find that out, that was actually like a really impressive thing. But when I really became, I guess you could say, like a full-blown Swiftie at that point, was when the Red album came out, because that album actually came out, I think, a little less than a year by the time I was starting to get into her music by that time. And I've been a fan ever since. And I did get to see her live once so far, and that was during the Reputation tour. I caught her in Arlington over at the Cowboys Stadium. Funny enough, being a Dallas Cowboys fan, it took me going to a Taylor Swift concert to see the Cowboys Stadium for the first time.
There you go.
But that was super cool. I mean, the show was really good. It was real impressive. I really enjoyed it. I was up in the nosebleed section, so I pretty much watched the majority of it on that humongous jumbotron that they've got.
Yeah.
But still, it didn't take away from anything. And, of course, I still watched it on Netflix when it came out on there, too. So that was really neat.
Well, I think you've got a couple of jealous people here now.
Yeah.
So
I have a friend who went to the Rep tour as well, and when it came to Perth, and she doesn't even like Taylor Swift. So
that's always a shame whenever someone gets to go see a show you'd want to see, and they're like, I just went.
You know what sucks? And I think I've told you this before. I have a friend, and I became like closer with her this year, and she went and saw the Eras tour in, March of 2023, and I wasn't close with her, and her and her mom had two extra tickets, and they gave it to her neighbor and her neighbor and her mom, who don't even like Taylor Swift.
My.
And she told me, she's like, if we were friends back then, I would have given you one. And I was like,
dang.
I literally,
oh my god,
literally made me like cry. I was like,
my
dang.
Cousin's going to Sydney.
Oh, really?
So upsetting.
Yeah.
That's
right. I'm like, you got a spare ticket? He did not.
Man, I hate that tour didn't make it to Perth. That's a bummer.
Me too. Everyone's like, Australia's her favorite. Australia's her favorite. I'm like, if it's her favorite, then why is she doing two cities?
Yeah. They're probably on the other side of the country, though, right? Of the continent. Is what where they're probably at, because I know Perth is far west, so from what I've heard is a lot of tours, unless they're coming from the other direction, like if they're coming from, say, Europe, like where England or something, and they're coming that direction, then they'll stop in Perth. So,
they're just haters.
She can do her private jet.
Yeah, yeah. So since the last time we had an episode come out, the episode came out February 13th, but before that episode came out, we had already recorded an episode. And since that time, though, there's been a little bit of an announcement that Taylor Swift made, Sarah, right?
Yes.
So when, where, and what did Taylor Swift announce?
Taylor Swift announced, okay, wait. At the Grammys on February 4th, 2024, Taylor Swift announced a brand new album called The Tortured Poets Department.
And Billy, when is that album going to come out?
April 19th.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of go around the room here a little bit. We're all together here. So because I know Sarah was watching it on TV when it happened, so... Sarah, first I'll ask you, what was your response whenever you first heard the announcement? Everybody was expecting...
No,
well, let me hold on.
I was going to explain that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so everybody was expecting Reputation Taylor's version because there had been lots of signs. She changed her profile picture to black and white. You know, she'd been dressing the part, like, the Reputation vibes. She had everyone, like, in her close circle change their profile pictures to black and white. So, there's probably more, but...
Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, yeah. Did y'all... Well, that wasn't a sign. That was after. That was just for her film.
Okay.
But, like, yeah, that was kind of like, oh, yeah. But,
so?
So... That's what everyone expected because, like, she was kind of dropping hints. And so she won Pop Vocal Album of the Year. And it was the first thing she had won. She won more than that, but that was the first thing. And I grabbed my phone and I started recording the TV screen because I was like, I want to get this on recording. Like, because I was like, oh, Reputation, Taylor's version. And I'm sitting there and she's talking, she's giving her speech, and all of a sudden she's like, I want to thank you. Or, like, I want to say thank you by, like, or she was, like, by letting y'all know that, and then I was, like,
Did she say I've been keeping a secret?
She's, like, I've been keeping a secret from you for about 2 years now. And I was, like, 2 years is a long time for a Reputation. But I was, like, you know what, it's fine, like, it's fine. So then she keeps talking, and she's, like, I'm releasing a brand new album. And, like, in the video, you can hear me go, and I literally, like, the video cuts off, and then I ran upstairs to where my dad was filming, or not filming.
I was recording something
for his podcast. And I was, like, so excited. I was doing laps around my house.
She was pretty crazy. But so, were you watching it when it happened, Anthony?
No, I didn't get to actually see the Grammys when they were broadcasted live that day. Funny enough, I actually forgot they were on that Sunday. I honestly don't even know why, because when award season comes around, I'm like right there for the Grammys and Oscars. So I didn't actually get to watch it till it was on the rebroadcast, I think on Hulu or whatever streaming service carried it.
Yeah.
So I got to watch it when it aired again, or Paramount Plus, I think. Anyways, whichever one it was. So I did watch it then, but by that time, obviously, the word had already spread all over social media, which I had been on, and that's when I did see the announcement, because they had played, like, clips of when she spoke at the microphone to make the announcement and the album title and all that, so I still caught it that day.
What was your reaction when you heard it, though?
I was actually pretty excited, because I'm excited, too, when she does the re-records. And, of course, with Red being my favorite album, I was just, like, you know, on pins and needles waiting to hear that one. And now I'm really excited to hear when the Reputation Taylor's version comes out. But at the same time, it is a lot more exciting when she does drop new music, and especially if it happens kind of unexpected or unannounced.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when she did kind of, you know, drop that info about the new album, yeah, I got pretty thrilled about that. So I'm really looking forward to it coming out.
Very cool. What about you, Billy? You were at school when it got announced, right?
So the first time I got to look at a computer all day was in my DT class, and we were meant to be making animations. Don't tell my teacher. and I was like, huh, I wonder if she's Reputation. I googled it, and I went, oh my god, at my two friends sitting next to me. It's like, oh, guys, do you see this? And they were both like so fed up with me by the end of the lesson. I was obnoxious. And then mum was like, I really wanted to call your school, but I didn't know how to tell them. Like, can you go and tell my kid that there's a brand new album coming out? Like,
imagine, like, this what do they call it, like the headmaster at your school or whatever? And they go, like, your teacher's name is Mr. Smith or something.
Yeah. Mr. Smith, could you please let Billy know that Taylor Swift has a new album coming out in April?
It's April. And then Billy would have, like, stood up and probably, like, freaked out in front of everybody, right?
No, because I was like, okay, stay calm. Because that class is not a vibe. They are not a vibe. And I was like, oh, my God.
Very cool. Yeah, it's always an exciting thing when your favorite artist puts out music. So very cool. So now we're going to get to the topic at hand here. This week we're going to do something a little different. We're going to rank, you twos, threes, are going to rank something this week. We've done an album battle, right? Which Anthony pretty much decided half the album battle. See, now if you want to call, now you can, if you want to say something to Anthony, you can say it right to him. Come on, Anthony, come on, please. And then let's see, so you did that when, then y'all did 1989, the Taylor's version, right? Mm-hmm. And originally ranked all of her albums. Now this week we're going to talk about music videos, because Taylor Swift is a very visual artist, right? I mean, just by the videos I've seen, she's very, very visual and creative. And so I think we looked it up, and did she have 61 different videos? Does that sound right?
Dang, I didn't realize it was that high. It doesn't surprise me, but I didn't realize it was high.
Is you that, want me to double, I'll double check.
I think that's what we found out, is because she releases lots of singles, and then she's such a big money-making artist that she can do multiple videos.
Yeah, 61, 13 of which she self-directed.
Okay. So 61 different music videos, and you guys
it's
had
funny,
to...
13?
Huh? 13. Yeah, I got it. You guys had to narrow that down to five. Your five favorite videos.
That's a lot of videos.
There's no rules on this. Like, they don't have to fit in any kind of category. They don't have to... this or that. It just is what it is. You could pick for any reason. Mm-hmm. You could like it because there's a bunch of stars in the video with her, or you can like it because it's just her, whatever. Whatever the case may be. So we'll go one by one here. We're going to start.
I don't want to start.
We're going to start at number five, and we're going to work our way all the way down to number one, and maybe I should keep track of this to see how many matches we have.
I don't think we might have some of the same songs, but it'd be probably
okay,
rare.
It's okay.
To have like the same.
So, Anthony, I'm
There's
gonna
61.
Yeah.
Out of 61, we'll see how many you have that are matches or are just, you know, same song. So, Anthony, I'm gonna start with you since you are our guest.
Okay.
So, what is your number five favorite Taylor Swift music video?
My number five is the video to Mean. And the reason I actually picked that one, and really I had a hard time really with all of them, well, except the number one spot. That was super simple. But the rest of them, I was kind of trying to figure out what order to put them in. But this one I basically put there because, I don't know, I'm going to date myself on this one, but a lot of the 90s music videos, especially for alternative or grunge bands that came out at that time, kind of had sort of a retro look to them, and the style that Taylor made that Mean video kind of had pieces of it that matched what they kind of did back in the 90s. And it had that retro look, and then like her videos, a lot of them are kind of colorful, especially the ones that I really like to watch, and this one was colorful like in its own way, not real bright and vibrant. But she still had like color tones to it, and that kind of attracts me to it as well. And then of course the outfits that they were wearing were kind of like some old style outfits that they had, so it's just kind of that, it was just that kind of 90s vibe that it kind of gave me, is what kind of made it for the top five list on there.
Okay, Very
Smashing
good.
Pumpkins, that's what I was trying to think. It kind of was like a Smashing Pumpkins video in a way. If you ever watch what they did from the Melancholy album, I think it was that song Tonight, Tonight, I think it was one of them, you'll kind of see sort of the same style visuals that she did that they also did back at that time.
Okay, okay. Interesting, interesting. So, Billy, what do you have at number five?
I have Picture to Burn. I think because the hairstyle she has in that music video, like, all of them is absolutely insane. It is so cool. It's got, like, that garage band sort of vibe to it. They've got, like, a ton of, like pyrotechnics and, like, fire.
Okay.
It's actually got quite a few of the members of the band who are still with her in the Eras Tour are featuring it as well. And, it's just got, like, that revenge vibe. And I think it's really good.
That is cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, that leaves you. What do you got at number five?
I fear that their explanations outdid mine for this one. But for number five, I had I Knew You Were Trouble. Just because I really like how there's, like, a storyline at the beginning, and you kind of get to see, like, all these, like, memories, and just, like, I just like the story, and, like,
Cinematography?
Cinematics.
Yeah. Same thing. And I just think the, like, her speaking at the beginning while you see a bunch of flashes of the memory was a really unique touch. And, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Number four. So how about number four? Billy, why don't you give us your number four first?
Me. Okay. So mine is Out of the Woods. I really like the cinematics in it, and, like, all that twisting forest and branches, and the trees coming out the beach. That, like, dramatic, it's sort of, like, dramatic. It's got wolves, it's got, like, mountains, it's got, like, so many scene changes. And it's just got really cool element. It contains, like, all of, like, elements of nature. It contains, like, it's got so much scenery. And it's got, like, really good makeup sort of in it. Like, stage makeup, I think. Okay. And, it also, she makes it out of the woods, but not alive, which is sort of, like, a reference to Look What You Made Me Do.
Hmm. Interesting.
What?
I said interesting.
Why'd you say it like that?
No. Why'd you say it like that?
He's brewing a dad joke.
It's brewing.
Brewing.
I can tell.
So,
okay. Interesting.
So, Sarah, what do you have at number four?
For me, my number four, I have Blank Space. Just because this is one of the first.
Oh, I thought you said Blank Face. I was trying to. Never mind.
Oh my God.
This is one of the first videos that I ever saw of Taylor Swift's, and I just think it's really iconic. Because, like, yes.
Just keep talking.
Because, like, at the beginning, like, she, like, is all, like, the sweet and, like, oh, like, and then, like, by the end, she's, like, destroying the guy's car with the golf club, and, like, it's just so, like, I love the switch, like, and just, like, I don't know, it's just a really cool video to me.
Yeah, that was a cool part when I actually saw that one where she takes the golf club to the car.
I love that part.
It's funny the way that she actually does it. Yeah, that one's really good.
I tried to make the cake from that music video and it went horribly wrong.
I wanted horribly. like this one that you like the blood.
Yeah, I tried to use jelly and the jelly went everywhere and my kitchen was sticky for weeks.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
I don't have any pictures.
And when she performs,
you want pictures of like a sticky kitchen floor. That's what I understand.
When she performs it on tour, she has like her dancers and like she has like a golf club. She doesn't like.
She hits the dancers.
Oh my gosh!
No.
That'd be awesome.
No.
Then she. Then she'd be. That would
cut that out.
Then she'd be mean. Then she'd be being mean, and she'd go, "Now I'm gonna be mean." Ah! Start hitting them. Go ahead.
And they'd be like, context board.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
They'd be like, I knew you were trouble.
Yeah, and then they, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm done.
Okay. Anthony, what do you have at number four?
Number four, I have Shake It Off.
Okay.
That one, the big draw for me on that song and the video too, obviously, is that it's one of those moments, even though you can kind of see it, I think, in most, if not all of her videos, but it's definitely one that's just fun in general because of obviously the song itself. But there's a lot of times when she doesn't, she kind of shows where she doesn't take herself seriously. Like she kind of pokes fun at herself, especially with the way, you know, I guess she gets like portrayed in the media or the way people kind of hound her down or they'll criticize her and things like that. So it's just the fact that it's just a fun overall video. And then the song too itself is actually pretty cool because I think most everybody at some point can identify with a lot of like things that they go through, whether if it's having been bullied or maybe just being told that, hey, you know, you can't do that, whether if it's something they're trying to accomplish, whether if it's small or big. And, you know, sometimes people will take criticisms a little too personal when they shouldn't, you know, especially if it's coming from people that they're either never going to see again or people that don't even really matter in their life in general, you know. And I think the song has a really good message to it, which a lot is also the case with a lot of Taylor songs in general. But that's kind of one that sticks with me on that one.
Yeah, I think Billy might have said something like similar to that on the last episode, that that was kind of Taylor's whole thing in her whole career was just songs that people could identify with. And which I thought was a very cool thing, even though I'm not the Swiftie, but I really think that's cool when someone does something that helps other people. That's cool, especially through music, because music's so good at doing that. So, all right. Number three, Billy, what do you have at number three?
We're not going to let Sarah go first.
Wow.
Yeah, she will eventually.
There's only like...
But I went first last time.
I would go first.
I feel like it's Sarah's turn.
It's my turn.
I don't want to take Sarah's turn.
Good Lord. Okay. Sarah, what do you have at number three?
At number three, I have Bad Blood featuring Kendrick Lamar. I just think the whole concept of this video is really cool. Like, at the beginning, when she's, like, her and I believe it's Selena Gomez, like, who's the other, like...
I could not tell you.
Like, there's, like, her and this other girl at the beginning. They're, like, for the video, that I think it's Selena Gomez. They're, like...
I want to say Katy Perry.
It might be. I don't know.
No, but it wouldn't be. Because Bad Blood's about Katy Perry.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she was the hamburger in
but
that.
But then she was in the You Need to Calm Down video. Not,
yeah, but they sort of fixed their friendship around Reputation time. But during 1989, they had like a ton of arguments and they both wrote songs about each other. And then,
were they even born in 1989?
I did not
during the 1989 era.
Huh?
I thought she said they were arguing in 1989.
In the 1989 okay. era. I'm sorry. I'll be clearer next time.
Okay, thank
and,
you.
And last night in Sydney, or like Sydney Night One, Katy Perry was actually there, and everyone was like, oh my god, when Taylor started singing Bad Blood, everyone was like,
awkward.
Watch out, Katy Perry.
Everyone was like, where that golf club at?
Watch out. No, but they're really good friends now, anyway. That's sorry, cool. Shouldn't have dropped you.
It's okay.
Yeah,
Go. I just think it's really cool at the beginning because they're like breaking into this building and like having this whole like fight scene, and then the girl that she's breaking in with shoves her out of the building and like takes what they were there for, and then it's like basically like just the whole video is so cool. It reminds me of like you kind of put this idea in my head, like of an action film and just like the like adrenaline of like an action film. So
oh, is it the one where she falls on the car and then as soon as she hits the car she's singing?
Yeah.
And,
that is my Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
For real.
Okay.
It's got like all the famous women. All of them.
It does. It has Zendaya, there's a bunch. Zendaya's the one I remember.
People.
Yeah.
It has a lot.
It's got some people in it.
They're all women.
Isn't it? There's Gigi Hadid, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's other people.
All right, number three for you, Anthony. What you got at number three?
Mine is my number three is You Need to Calm Down.
Whoa, video. Hey, I just all I did was ask you for your number three. Why do I need to calm down? Why do I need to calm down? Why is he being so
You're being annoying. Stop
it. I'm sure they would tell you to take a chill pill, especially on the dad jokes. Yeah.
need to calm down, Steven.
That was my runner up for number three.
Okay, but this is Anthony's number three.
I know, I was just saying.
But
You Need to Calm Down, Anthony?
That one, of course, as you know, mentioned earlier with some of the colorful like videos that she does. This one is like super colorful and real vibrant. You know, for I guess like the energy of the song, the message is what I really like in that one. Just kind of joking with you a minute ago about just telling people to kind of take a chill pill, you know, on stuff with especially with the criticizing. And I know probably that song was kind of geared towards like the LGBTQ community because a lot of it's portrayed in the video. And of course, at the end, when talking about Katy Perry, I thought that was hilarious when she showed up. I think they were like the hamburger and fries or something, whatever it was at the end. That one, I actually got it right away when I saw that because I knew about the feud that they were having that led to that that whole Bad Blood song and everything. But anyways, getting back to that video, the fact that it's bright and real, just real fun to watch. And of course, like I said, with the message of the song is what really drew me to that one. But just the people that she had in there were that are from the LGBTQ community that were also in there. I think RuPaul, even in there. Yeah, that was pretty cool. So the fact that it's just a real like lively video, you know, to match the song is what I really liked about it.
What they should have done is Taylor Swift could have been a golf club and Katy Perry could have been the car. That she beats up in the
video. You're
really
fixated on this, aren't you?
Wow.
Why are you so fixated on this?
Next. Oh, sorry. Billy. What do you have at number three?
I had Bejeweled. Because it sort of got the entire plot of Cinderella, but in like Taylor's own fun little way. You've got like the Haim sisters as like the evil stepsisters. And you've got Jack Antonoff, who is, like, her co-writer on a lot of her songs as the prince. And at the start, they're sort of making all these jokes about how she's been dumped. They're calling her a snake. They're talking about how she's been exiled. And then the Haim sisters sing this song, and they're, like, it's, like, about being, like, they sing this, like, song about being hungover, and it's, like, just really fun and cool. And, like, the entire video is just rhinestones and sparkles. And those elevator buttons, like, because she goes into this elevator, and when there's all the buttons there, it's, like, the order of the Almery records, and it has so many Easter eggs. And then there's, like, she's just, like, so sparkly the entire time, and she's got, like, it's got the Miss Americana ribbon on at one point, and at the end there's, like, the dragons from, like, Speak Now, and it's, like, just really, really good.
Yeah, got that's so a many really Easter good eggs. Pick.
Was there any golf clubs in that video by chance?
Let it go. Notice how everything turns violent.
You know?
I need to calm down. Y'all are right. I need to calm down.
Be like Elsa. Let it go.
Let it go.
Okay. All right. So far, out of 9 different videos you guys have named, none of them are the same. 9 completely different ones. So I think that's about to change.
Really?
I do.
And it's a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, it is?
Oh, it is.
I'm so proud of you.
Good job.
High five.
I think, yay. I honestly, can we make a little prediction mid? I think that one of mine will at least be the same as one of y'all's.
How about this? I'm going to make my prediction. Yeah. I think all 3 of you will have the same number one.
Really?
Oh, that's a big statement. Okay.
That would be surprising. I think it would surprise me for sure.
I am almost 100% certain that you are wrong.
That means that that means that her number one, someone else has already picked. So, okay.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
All right, Anthony, give us your number two, Anthony.
Alrighty, my number two favorite Taylor music video is the song that got it all started for me, Back to December.
Okay.
That was the very first Taylor song I can tell you that I actually really listened to that really caught my attention. The song itself, the content, I guess, like this, what the song is about, to a point kind of hit home with me because of a relationship that I had gone through on a breakup like prior to that. It was one that had lasted for 10 years. The girl that was here was actually moved from another state. And just to kind of make a long story short, whatever it was that led her to leave, left without any explanation. To this day, I have no idea why she walked out the way she did. And it was definitely a very painful lesson, to say the least.
Sure.
You know, it was kind of like a dark time, all that stuff, but just to kind of get away from that. But the song itself, like I said, kind of brought back some of those memories because of the content of the piece itself. And it's one of the few times, I think, at least of the videos that I've seen of hers, when it's kind of got like a monotone visual-wise to it. But again, you're talking about, you know, the content of the song itself. It's not a very happy song to begin with. So the tone of the video itself visually kind of matches, you know, the actual song itself, the tune. So, but that was the reason why that one I had put at number two. It was a struggle. Because I kind of wanted to put it number one. Usually songs that have like a little bit of a, what's the word I'm trying to think of? I can't even think of it.
Sentimental?
Yeah, sentimental. Usually those always will top a list for me. But this one, no. It was too rough to put that one at number one. But that's what actually got me started as being a huge Taylor fan was Back to December. And cool. From there, that was it. It was just all downhill from there.
All uphill, really, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I should say that in a good way, you know.
Yeah.
Honestly, a bit disappointed it wasn't The Story of Us.
Oh, Anthony.
Oh.
Called out.
How is that not the song that got you into Taylor Swift?
Maybe that's the song that got him into this podcast.
Well, you know, and the reason why it was that particular song is because at the time I used to watch a lot of CMT. And so when any time that they did their top 20 countdown, I can't recall if the video was on the countdown at that time or if it was just airing during one of their video segments. But that's how I actually came across Taylor, was on that CMT channel. So that's probably a big reason why it wasn't any other song besides that one.
Interesting. Do you know what CMT is, Billy?
No,
I do not either.
I'm a rock and roller, but I know it's country music channel.
Country music television.
Oh, okay.
You watch country music television?
Wow.
Well, that used to be a thing back in the day.
I thought you weren't a country music
fan. Yeah, I'm a child of MTV back when they played music videos.
No, I yeah, so. Well, Taylor's, this is the Taylor Swift really podcast, and she used to be she started out in country. Yeah. So, okay. Number two, Billy. What do you got at number two?
I Don't Want to Live Forever by Zayn featuring Taylor Swift. Technically not her song, but, you know.
We didn't make rules, like, so.
Yeah, it's got, like, this, it's really dark. It's got, like, all the paparazzi, like, taking photos and stuff. And it's, like, it's just got really sad vibe to it. And they sort of have this, like, elevator. And when Zayn goes in, it's red, and then it changes to green, and it sort of keeps switching between the two colors. And it sort of sounds like a conversation about how they're both regretting their breakup. And then at this one point, they're sitting back to back, but then towards the end, they sort of turn and look at each other and like start talking like while like face to face. And they both sort of destroy these hotel rooms. They're like having like Taylor's having like wild parties, and Zayn's just like throwing stuff at walls and like. It sort of shows the two sides of, like, a breakup and how they both sort of change their minds.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Sarah, what do you have at number two?
My number two is kind of basic, but I chose You Belong With Me. Just because this was the first Taylor Swift video I ever saw. And, like, not the first song I heard, but this was, like, I remember when I first got into Taylor, this was, like, a really popular, like, one. Like, because it's like, it's to me, I think it's a really like iconic video. It's just so like, it's so cute, and I love like the whole like oh, she's the girl next door, like he doesn't like see like that she's the one for him, and then like the end, he, that girl that like that's actually Taylor in a wig, like the mean girl, is like trying to go up to him, and he's like, no, like I want to go to her. And I just love that it's just really cute to me, and I really love that video. So
yeah. Was this one ever on the Country Music Channel,
Anthony?
That one, I'm going to just assume it probably was, I'm sure, especially back then, that her videos probably got a lot of airplay on CMT, yeah. Especially while she was part of the actual country genre, you know. So, yeah, I would definitely say it had to have been on there. I would be surprised if it wasn't.
Actually, when she was playing in Brazil, the t-shirt she's wearing in that music video, they cast it onto the Christ the Redeemer statue.
For real?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everyone thought it was AI, including Taylor. And then she said in her show, she's like, did you guys put my shirt on the Christ the Redeemer statue? And everyone was like, yeah. She's like, you guys are insane. What? Thank you so much. She was so happy. She was like, I thought that was AI.
That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah, then she got there and she's like, oh, it's real.
All right.
They've done it for like a couple of sports teams as well.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. They're a little nuts over sports down there. So now you're 12 songs in and still zero matches.
That's a lot of songs.
Yeah, I mean, that's really surprising.
Yeah, you were like, let's see how many matches.
Well, I always figure there'll be... So at least somebody's going to have a match on here, I'm pretty sure.
Surely.
So,
I don't want to go first. Someone want me to go first.
Okay, you hear that, Billy?
Oh, yeah, well, it's my turn.
Okay, so Billy, why don't you go first and tell us what all three of y'all's number one...
No!
I gotta cover my face, because I don't want to smile.
You can't do this again. This all isn't right. Like the... Is it like the first episode?
Oh, okay, sorry. Say, okay, Billy, tell us what your favorite Taylor Swift video of all time currently is.
It's You Need to Calm Down.
You need...
a lot of my points were already stolen.
By who? Who stole your points?
Anthony.
Anthony, you're in trouble.
Coming to Texas.
You know what? When I told Billy you were going to be on the call, she said she knew you were trouble.
That is not what I said. I was at school. I didn't even know what was happening.
She was like, "I knew he was trouble when you invited him."
Whoa.
Hey, I'm don't gonna. Run on
that. Okay, go ahead. So you need to calm down. You need to calm down, Billy, and tell us.
Okay, so there's the Cher quote of, like, Mama, I am a rich man on the wall, and yes. I think that's just so cool. She has a cat watch on, and basically she looks at her phone, like, all these hate comments set her phone on fire, and it just, like, and then she just throws her phone, and she just gets in the pool, and her trailer's on fire, and she's got all these tattoos, and she's just, like, minding her own business, and there's, like, all pride flags everywhere, and it's, like, little caravan park, and, you've got, like, all the drag queens. She has, like, a blue, pink hair. There's, like, gay weddings, and there's protesters, and they've all sort of got, like, a dark sort of vibe to, like, where they are. They're, like, all in, like, the dark shade, and everyone else is, like, in the sun. And, they're just all having, like, snow cones and tea parties, and, like, well, they're all, like, being angry. And, there's got RuPaul, you've got Katy Perry, you've got Ryan Reynolds, in that music video. And at the end, she actually has a link to a petition, because around this time Trump was about to get re-elected in America, and that's sort of what inspired a lot of the songs off of Lover, and so she had a link to try and protect, like, all the queer people from the, like, American government. And I think it's just really important, like, really cool that, like, my favorite artist was, like, discussing something that's so important to me, and that, like, showing all this representation coming from my favorite artist. I think that was really good.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yay.
What do you have? What is your favorite, current, all-time favorite Taylor Swift video?
Mine, number one, is Antihero, which probably may or may not even come to as a surprise.
Not to me.
Especially since I've got that tagged on my Twitter account. But
I don't
that
see
one,
Twitter, so it's okay.
But with that one, it I know Steve and I had discussed this in when we had talked on the phone a while back. But of all the years that I've been listening to music and I've, you know, all the friends I've had throughout the years, family, friends, or whoever, everybody at some point, and even Steve, you know, had songs or a song that they identified with lyrically. And all the times I've been listening to music in general, I've never really paid attention to lyrics, especially when I was a kid, like 8, 10, 12 years old. It was just more about the song as a whole for me. Then Taylor dropped this one. And on the day that the album actually came out, of course, I came home. I was off work that day. So all I did was like play that record from start to finish, like almost all day long. So when Antihero came on and I was reading along with the lyrics, that song just hit me right from the beginning. It's literally the first time I've had a song that I not only liked, but actually I can identify with lyrically after all these years, because things that she talks about in there, I kind of went through myself and still experience to this day, like, for instance, where she talks about feeling like a monster in the room where all eyes kind of just turn to focus on you when you enter someplace. I'm very self-conscious, so I get that feeling a lot of times when I go into large gatherings, whether if it's a party, meeting, whatever, even though I know that 99% of the room doesn't really care that I've walked in, but I'll get this feeling like I'm just being watched, you know, because like I might be in a room where everybody's sitting down and I'm trying to walk to a table or a chair or something. And, you know, so I'm like very self-conscious when it comes to stuff like that. And then, of course, I'm very introverted, so I keep to myself. So I don't like attention being drawn to myself in general. So a lot of the things that she talks about in that song, I really identify with. And then the video, the way they played out in the music video was just pure genius, in my opinion, with the way that everything was. But yeah, that's why that song just was an easy pick, number one for me on that one.
I kind of figured that's what your pick was. That's how Sarah identifies you. Cause I think, you know, we started up a, what kind of page was it? Instagram. And she goes, "Hey, someone just followed me on Instagram." And then she shows it to me and she goes, "Is this Antihero Anthony?" That's how she asked if it was usually not, is this Anthony, your friend? Is this Antihero Anthony? I go, "Yeah, that's him. That's him." So you are definitely associated with that song. So very cool. Very cool.
Well, I didn't know that. So
there you go. Now you know. So
now I know.
Now you know. So number one more person here. Let me number one from Sarah in Texas. Sarah in Texas. What do you got? Sarah in Texas. What do you got?
My number one.
Go ahead.
My number one is "Look What You Made Me Do." I know that's probably a basic choice, but I just feel like that video is like, I don't know. I love the music video, but I also really like kind of the whole, it kind of goes along with the whole like Reputation album with is just like her just saying like, "I don't really care anymore." And just kind of like not like, I mean, obviously like, I don't even know what I was going to say, but she like is like saying basically like, what did you call it that one time? The album Reputation? You said it was like, oh, I forgot. But just kind of her like at the beginning where it shows like the gravestone and it says, "Here lies Taylor Swift's reputation." And then she like comes out of the ground and is like, I just think it's really like cinematic. And at my favorite part is near the end. Well, okay, I have a few favorite parts, but I like near the end where she's like current, like Reputation, her is standing and like all the versions of her are like trying to climb up to her.
Oh yeah,
it's like that big hill. And then she like at some point she like says a certain lyric and they like fly off of her or whatever, not fly, but you know, like and then at the end when like Dad.
Is that necessary?
And then at the end, when her and her, like, older versions are, like, all arguing, and just, like, mm-hmm. it's just, like, that part's really cool, like, the dialogue at the end. But, yeah, I think it's a really good video, and it's just, yeah. I love the Reputation era in general, so that's kind of what prompted me to make the decision.
That's the one full video I've probably ever seen by Taylor Swift, because Sarah made me watch it, and I, like, when she starts out as a zombie, I thought that was really cool, you know? I used to really be into, like, watching all the zombie movies and stuff, and the part at the end where there's the different versions of her, and they're all arguing, and, like, one of them's like, oh, shut up, and then she starts crying, and he's like, oh, there she goes.
That's my
and,
favorite one.
Yeah. Like, that is, like, that was, like, I thought that was pretty clever. That was pretty funny that that happened, so...
I would watch a TV show of that.
I know. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
They could do a TV show out of something like that. That would be...
I don't know.
With all the different...
Taylor would play like 11 different characters by now.
Well, then she... But you just do one or two... You know, you have like a show, like a scene with two or three of them, and then... Yeah, it'd take... It'd be a big thing. You could do a movie.
That would be cool.
Oh, you know?
Like get Ashley in.
Yeah. So...
We didn't talk about Ashley.
So out of 15 songs... Between the three of you, there was only one match. One match. I can't believe that's which is impressive, really, because that many songs that and videos that you all picked.
It technically wasn't a match. I mean,
well, no, like but it was. You only had one song that matched up at all.
Well, yeah, I know.
Or well, actually,
I would have had more if you hadn't made me cut five of my music videos.
How about
that? I'd already done notes for.
And I was literally gonna put. I was literally gonna put. You need to calm down in my list.
Hey, you need to calm down. Just so. Well, I kind of
need to calm down.
We were gonna do 10. Yeah. I was gonna have y'all do 10, but then I thought, well, when Anthony's here, I thought if we're doing 30 different explanations, it might take a little long. So you know, that's okay. But
yeah, we could have done it.
You probably could have. Do you want to give
part two?
One? How about one extra song that you would have liked to include but didn't? Anthony, what's one song you would have liked to include but couldn't because you only got to do 5?
I think one that I can think off of the top of my head, and I think it was Billy that had it on her list, was Bejeweled. That video was really cool. I really enjoyed that one. I think that's one that would have easily made it if I could have done more than 5.
Okay. Billy, what would you have chosen?
Okay, I'm going to tell you all of the ones that I was going to choose because I'm mad.
It's these Australians.
I'm going to do the same thing.
Okay.
So.
I had Blank Space, I had The Man, I had Cardigan / Willow, because they're sort of connected.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what the other two were, so...
Did you have the Grandma or the Grandpa three. Song? Or do they have
They
videos?
Don't have music don't videos. Have,
yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. What about you, Sarah?
I have quite a few. So I had You Need to Calm Down, I already said that one. The Man, Me, okay... Me is such a hated on song, and it's actually not even bad.
Oh, Karma.
I don't understand why.
Like, Karma featuring Ice Spice is the me of Midnight's.
I love it, and it's such a... I just love the meaning on the... And also, Anti-Hero, too. There's one more. Wait.
There, he's Anti-Hero right there. Anti-Hero Anthony.
He's right there.
And, which one? Oh, Mean as well. That was one of my others.
Yeah. Okay.
Should have done 10.
Should have known better, I guess. Should have known better. Well, I guess...
Honestly, quite embarrassing that none of us said the story of us music video. We need to get it together next time.
I love that music video, that's okay. too. I didn't even think about that one.
We need to get it together, guys.
Get it together. So... I did want to say, though, I kind of, because on the episode where you did the album battle and Anthony was the third vote, last episode, Anthony was getting some calls out. So I kind of feel like Anthony's really, like, the third official member of y'all's podcast. Like, I'm just the host.
Are you going to put him in the title?
Well, I just originally, it was originally you two, so I'll leave it with you two. But, you know, he's like,
your title's very long.
It is pretty long. So he's the unofficial third host. So he, every, you know, whenever we need to call on somebody, Anthony's the guy. I told him that right off the bat, too. I said, Anthony, yeah, anytime I need help, questions, whatever the case may be.
Heck yeah.
And Anthony was like,
you've been roped in.
Yes, he was like, of course. He was happy. He was excited to do this. So, and we're glad.
Scott Yonis looked rubbed hands.
So, Anthony, thank you for taking your time to come on and do this, because I know it was kind of a short notice for you as well. So, I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate all of y'all having me on here. I really had a blast. Thank you all so much. This was really super cool. Yeah. Hopefully you get to do it again.
So. Yeah. Absolutely.
I hope so. Me too. I hope so.
All right. What?
Oh, I had... Never mind.
Okay.
I forgot.
Well, you can email us. You can hit us up on Instagram or Twitter. Right? And we'll have those show notes.
No TikTok.
No TikTok. We'll have all of those in the show notes.
Unfortunately,
we don't have any merch yet, but we'll. Billy's working on it.
Gonna get my Canva open, guys.
Yes. Gonna.
There we go. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and send us your list of your top 5 videos. Bye, everybody.
Yep. Bye.
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 The end.
You know, and I was going to mention that earlier. So on my Twitter account, obviously, there's a lot of mutual followers that I've got that are Taylor Swift fans. Yeah. That's pretty much most of my makeup of my account recently. And I saw eventually some people that were posting as senior Swifties. And I was like, hey, you know, that's me too. I know I fall in that. But then one of the posts was like, everybody give their age on senior Swifties. And everybody was like between like 28 and like 36 or 37. And I'm like, what the hell am I then? Social Security Swiftie? I was like, God. I was like,
zombie,
man, I'm
like
not
undead.
Put my age.
You're the zombie, right? Swiftie.
Ancient. I know, there you go.
Ancient.
I was like, oh, man.
Oh, that's funny, man. That is funny. You were expecting like to see someone your age at least, and then,
yeah, I thought at least half or most of them would be in my age range, but none of them were like even that. Was like, oh my god, it was like, dang.
That's too funny.
I do wish I was older. I would have been older when she first started writing songs, because like when she did, I wasn't like old enough to like sort of be interested in music.
Yeah. Well, that's
so.
But at least
you got lucky there.
At least you're still around now while she's doing music, yeah. And she's still
a touring
artist.
Here.
And yeah.